You know what time it is, folks. It's time for the Heaviest Matter of the Week, Volume 2. This week we're going to play a little bit of a game. A puzzle, if you will. I'm going to do my thing, tell you about three songs, why you should love them, and then I'm going to play them for you. What I want you to do is guess what it is that connects these three songs, and I want you to tell me what that is in the comments below. I don't really have a prize or anything, but you get major cool points if you get it right. The first song of the week is Through the Gardens of Grief by At the Gates. This is a song that really made me fall in love with At the Gates back in the day. I think it really exemplifies the Gothenburg melodic death metal sound in the early 90s and really shows why they were pioneers of that scene along with In Flames and Dark Tranquility. It also shows the sort of the similarities between black metal coming out of Norway at the same time and why these two genres are sort of competing for the world's ear. And you can clearly tell the influence that this band, among other bands in the scene, had on the extreme metal movements throughout the 90s and even up until today. So give it a listen. This is Through the Gardens of Grief by At the Gates. The next song for this week's Heaviest Matter of the Week is a song called Isaac by Baroness. This is a song that you're most likely well aware of at this point, as the band has sort of exploded in popularity in the last couple of years, but this is the first song I heard by the band, and I feel it really exemplifies their sound and everything that I love about Baroness. Their sort of progressive influence on the guitars, their big, thick, chugging riffs from the old-school heavy metal days, the bellowing vocals, all of the things that really make Baroness a great quality band. I could listen to this song for days and days on end, so enjoy it. This is Isaac by Baroness. Thank you. The last song on this week's Heaviest Matter of the Week is probably going to come as a bit of a surprise, and it's not really the type of music that most people who are really into metal would listen to. It's a song called Dead Man Walking by Blood Simple. I first heard about this band a couple of years ago, and they sort of fall into the post-new metal, like Mudvayne and sort of aggressive but new metal sound that spawned from the Korn days. It's kind of a... They used to have a generic sound on their first album. Some cool riffs, some nice textures, but nothing overly exciting. Their second album, however, is a lot more mature, and there's a lot better riffs and just songwriting, and this song, is, out of all of the songs on the album, pops the most. It comes straight at your face with a fiery riff that gets your blood boiling, and it's just a great riff and a solid song and really captures what the band can do, although they didn't always do it. So again, this is Dead Man Walking by Blood Simple. So there you have it. That's this week's Heaviest Matter of the Week. Hope you enjoyed it. Make sure you let me know in the comments below what you think connects these three songs. Stay metal, kids.